You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
All of us face seasons of loneliness, seasons where we feel distant from God, from other people. You may be in a season right now where you feel like nobody understands what you're facing. Well, I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit, who is your faithful friend. And once you become aware of this friendship, then you will never again know that sense of loneliness. Never again will you feel that distance, for you will be aware of the person of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you're in a season right now where nothing makes sense. Perhaps you feel distant from God and from people, and you feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Maybe you're going through a divorce, and you're being judged harshly by your Christian brothers and sisters. Maybe you're in a ministry right now and you're not seeing the fruit that you want to see. Whether it be strain in a relationship or weight in your emotions or what you perceive as failure in something that you want to succeed in, all of us face seasons where we feel alone, misunderstood, like we're outcast, not accepted, like we don't quite fit anywhere. Well, the good news is this. I know someone that loves you, that is faithful to you, that will never betray you, that you can always trust. That is the Holy Spirit, the most faithful of any friend that you will ever have. He understands you. He sees what you're going through right now. He senses what you're going through right now, as a matter of fact. Now, you may feel that cynicism. You may feel that doubt. You may feel that coldness coming over your heart, or that questioning in your mind, and you're wondering, when is this season going to end? When are you going to finally come into a place where you're no longer troubled by that sense, that overwhelming sense of loneliness, that weight of heaviness that comes on you? Well, I want to show you a portion of Scripture which is one of my favorites, and it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 10. The Scripture says, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given to us." In other words, the Holy Spirit searches out the depths of God and reveals them to your spirit. That's deep calling unto deep, that unending, unbreakable fellowship that takes place 24/7, whether you're aware of it or not. You are understood by the Holy Ghost. You may feel, I don't fit in here, I don't fit in there, maybe you're a minister and you haven't quite found your stream, you haven't quite found your, forgive me for using the word, but your tribe. I don't believe in division, but there are those that we really find that can really connect with us in ways that other people can't. And maybe you haven't found that. Maybe you're wondering where you fit into God's big plan. Maybe your family is in discord, division. Maybe something happened at your church. Maybe something happened between you and a leader, you and a friend, you and a parent, you and a sibling. Relationships can become strained. People can betray us. But the Holy Spirit will never forsake us. The Holy Spirit will never leave us. I'm going to show it to you from Scripture in John chapter 14. Look at verse number 16. This is Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit. "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives with you now and later will be in you." Verse 18, "No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." The Holy Spirit abides with you. You never again have to sense the weight of loneliness. You never again have to question if anybody cares about you. You never again have to wonder if anybody truly understands you, because the Holy Spirit cares about you. The Holy Spirit is with you, and the Holy Spirit understands you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, the Bible says, "Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. He's talking about sexual immorality. But then in verse 16, he goes on to say, and don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scripture says the two are united in one. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. One spirit with him. This means I already have that perfect union with Christ. I'm already connected to the Holy Spirit. He's already that faithful friend who abides in me. And I can experience that friendship. I can enjoy that companionship wherever I go, whatever I do, 24/7. Whether you're driving to work or you're preparing a message for Sunday morning or you're at a family gathering where you feel disconnected because people are cold toward you, it doesn't matter who you're with, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You can involve the Holy Spirit right there where you are. And you do not have to know that sense of loneliness. Somebody needs to hear this. So I want to say this very clearly to you. I know this season has been rough. And I know you feel like nobody understands. I know you feel like nobody cares. But let me be very clear with you. You are not alone. You're never alone. You're never abandoned. The Holy Spirit is with you even now. He's in the room with you right now. He is looking at you right now. He is listening to you right now. He's real, he's present, he's close, he's tangible. Just become aware of that presence. Now, you may feel that the Holy Spirit might abandon you in times where you make a mistake, or maybe you are repeating a sinful error again and again and again, and you're becoming frustrated not just with yourself, but with the whole situation, and you imagine that the Holy Spirit is also becoming frustrated with you. And perhaps you wonder, is the Holy Spirit going to leave me? Have I finally made that last mistake that makes him say, that's it, I'm done with you, I've given you enough chances? I want to remind you of this. Think of all that Jesus taught concerning patience and forgiveness, and then realize that God keeps to his own standards of mercy. If Jesus told us to forgive on multiple occasions, then don't you think he himself would forgive us on multiple occasions? This by no means is an encouragement to abuse the grace of God, because a true believer will walk in true repentance with a true desire for holiness. What I am saying is that that faithful friend of yours, even when you aren't faithful to him, even when you make that mistake, even when you come to that place where you become frustrated with yourself, he doesn't leave you. It would make no sense for God to remove your power unto holiness just because you lack holiness. It doesn't make any sense. Instead, the Holy Spirit doesn't abandon us when we make mistakes. He leans into us, he remains with us, and he rescues us from ourselves. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. In other words, the Holy Spirit is right there with you, fighting that fight, not just for your sanity, not just for your peace, not just for your joy, not just so that you can cry out, Abba, Father, for that's what he does also. He convinces us of our sonship. He convinces us that we're children of God, even when we don't feel like we are. And he causes us to be encouraged, and he stays in the fight with us. This is what he does. When you become frustrated with that sinful nature, the Holy Spirit doesn't abandon you and say, you messed up one too many times. Instead, he draws near to you and says, I'm right here with you to fight that. I'm right here with you to help you walk back in holiness. You may feel lonely right now, because you've made mistakes and you feel like God has abandoned you and you've crossed the line. Let me tell you something that's a lie from the enemy, and God sent me here right now to tell you to rebuke that lie, to get back up, because the Holy Spirit has not abandoned you and he's remaining with you as a faithful friend to fight this battle with you. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us that if we confess our sins to him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Think about what the scripture says there. He's faithful in that he does it consistently, and he's just in that he does it righteously. God has already paid the price for your sins. So he's justified in forgiving you, and he's loving and he's patient and he's merciful, and therefore he is faithful to forgive you again and again and again. Now let me emphasize, this again is by no means an encouragement to abuse the grace of God. I'm simply letting you know that the Holy Spirit is the truest of friends. The Holy Spirit is faithful. You may feel like you've gone too far. You may feel like nobody cares anymore. You might be in one of the loneliest seasons of your life yet. But I encourage you to know this. The Holy Spirit has not abandoned you. I know how we get. Sometimes we face things that are so dark, so depressing, so discouraging, that we allow that to get into us. I've been there in seasons like that where cynicism, where anger, where doubt, where worry and fear, all of it begins to grip your heart, and you become entangled in yourself. You become entangled in your own confusion. You become entangled in the lies of the enemy, and you begin to distance yourself from people, not knowing who you can trust, not wanting to trust them. Your heart grows cold. Your head becomes suspicious. But that's when the Holy Spirit shows up. It's in those difficult places. And I'm talking about real difficulty. I'm not talking about high school drama. They offended me. They looked at me wrong. Some of us just need to grow up. But I'm talking about real life issues. True darkness that comes against us. True trials that begin to cause us to waver and doubt. If we will just stay focused, if we will just stay connected to the Lord, then we will recognize that we have a faithful friend. That fellowship is unbreakable. That fellowship is unending. The Holy Spirit is with you. Stay in the fight. Stay encouraged. Get back up again. Get back to your pulpit again. Get back into your ministry again. Pick up that guitar again. Pick up that microphone again. Get back to doing what God has called you to do. Be who God has called you to be. You have the choice. This is one of the greatest gifts that God has ever given to humanity. Is the ability to choose who we will become. We choose who we become by choosing our thoughts. And our thoughts become our inclinations. And our inclinations become a part of our nature. And our nature dictates where we go in life. I'm telling you this, if you will turn your thoughts back to the Word of God, if you will turn your thoughts back to the reality of the truth, that the Holy Spirit is with you, and you come into connection with that friend who never abandons you, never leaves you, never forsakes you, never runs out of patience for you, then you can get back up. You can get back in this thing. This is not just some message I want to give to you to give you some superficial encouragement. This is supernatural empowerment. I'm talking about a person who wants to come alongside you and walk with you in this. Remember, he is faithful even when we are not. He's not going to leave you on the side. He's not going to leave you to face this thing alone. You are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you, a faithful and true friend.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.